invite you to join with me as I pray. Lord, I know that the last day is coming. What the prophets and the scriptures declare is the great and glorious day of the Lord. In that day, you will bring the nations and all people into judgment. But in that day, Lord, you will also restore all those who proclaim the wonders of what you have done and who trust in you. Lord, as I face various calamities today, help me to remember that the day of the Lord is now as you call people to repentance. And Lord, as I reflect on your coming judgment when you will send your angels to judge this world, remind me that the day of the Lord is coming soon, and that right now I live in the end times, waiting for the coming of that day. Keep my eyes focused on the glorious return of your Son, when he will come in glory with all his angels, and the earth will shake and tremble. But as your prophet says, the Lord will be a refuge for his people. Let that comfort be mine now and in the great day of judgment. I pray this be done in Jesus' name. Amen. You've maybe heard of the biblical idea of the Battle of Armageddon. It comes from the book of Revelation. But actually, you can go back further in Scripture and see that that battle was actually called for in the prophecy of the book of Joel. Today, we'll conclude our series looking at the book of Joel, in which he describes the day of the Lord is coming. And you might be surprised when you find out that the Battle of Armageddon is a little bit different than what it's often depicted as. The prophet Joel says in chapter 3, "In those days and at that time, I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. There, I will put them on trial." Jehoshaphat was a king of Judah, and actually his name means "the Lord is judge." And we could probably recognize with a name that means "the Lord is judge" or "the Lord is justice" that this is an appropriate title for what Joel also calls the Valley of Decision. It's in this valley that the Lord had once given a victory to Israel in destroying their enemies. And it's a picture of how God will, at the last day, deal with the gathered nations who are standing against him. What the book of Revelation essentially calls the Battle of Armageddon. What's interesting is the Battle of Armageddon is actually something God calls for. Only the nations will be surprised that he's not calling them for battle. He's calling them for a court arraignment and a court sentencing. He says in Joel chapter 3, "Proclaim this among the nations, prepare for war, rouse the warriors. Let them draw near and attack. Let the weaklings say, 'I am strong.' Come quickly, you nations from every side, and assemble. Bring down your warriors." So the Lord's army is gathered, and the armies of the world are gathered. But then it says, "Let the nations be roused, for there, in the valley of decision, I will sit and judge the nations on every side." You see, there really is no battle of Armageddon. The powers of this world will assemble against God and his church, as they are now, and the devil will wage war against the people of God, as they are now, up until the end time. And the devil will gather all the forces of this world that he can gather and muster on his side, and all the spiritual forces of evil will stand against the Lord, and the day of Armageddon will come, except, surprise, it's not a day where there's a chance for the devil and the forces of evil to win. Instead, just like we read in the book of Revelation, at the sight of that battle, the Lord simply makes his decree and his judgment. It is done. That's what the book of Joel speaks of. When the invitation is there for the multitudes to gather in the valley of decision, the Lord roars from Zion. The earth shakes. The stars no longer shine. The world will come to its end, and the enemies of God will forever be destroyed. You might say to yourself, well, which side will I fall on? Joel has already invited people, saying, turn your hearts to the Lord. He is gracious and compassionate, relenting from calamity. And Joel has invited the people who hear, saying, the Lord says everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Which side are you on? The side of deception and darkness, or the side of the one who invites you to receive mercy through his Son, to call on his name, receiving forgiveness, and to call on his name, proclaiming what God has done through his Son Jesus? because we read in Joel chapter 3, verse 16, "The Lord will thunder, the heavens and earth will tremble, but the Lord will be a refuge for his people." And he promises then that all those who dwell within his church will be holy, and they will forever live secure and blessed, and the Lord will live with his people. It's a beautiful picture which we find, the picture of God's blessing over all his kingdom. We see it in the prophecy of Joel as it closes out. "The Lord will come on judgment day. He will gather the nations, but those who trust in him, who call on his name, will find in him a refuge on the day of battle, and deliverance will be freely given." The prophet Joel and all of Scripture make clear the day of the Lord is coming. It's a day that will bring about justice and God's judgment on the enemies of God, and a day that will bring about restoration and everlasting blessing for those who have turned to his great mercy and love in Christ. Join with me and all Christians as we proclaim that the Lord dwells in Zion. The Lord rules as a refuge for his people. The Lord will come again on his great and glorious day to deliver his people and bring blessing everlasting. I'm Tom Barthel, pastor of Rock of Ages Evangelical Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. God's richest blessings are yours, everlasting blessings of life in Jesus.